You're playing with a team in the MASL. You came out of retirement. We'll give them some love. They're playing in 10 days in Mississauga, the Metro Stars, with a big rivalry game against Utica City FC. But that's at the Paramount Fine Food Center where the Raptors 905 play. You played 10 games this year and scored 8 goals. Why play again? Was this something they approached you and you thought, man, this is intriguing, I'll do it?
Exactly. You know, the opportunity that came up, and you know, it's a game that I've played a lot. That everyone knows soccer, especially in the winter time here. It's a lot of us play indoors, and a lot of us used to play with boards before they had these beautiful, nice facilities they have now. And the opportunity came up, and you know, I said, let me try it, and you know, I've been enjoying it so far.
How's the recovery time? A little bit different than you remember jumping back into things?
No, that's a whole nother story. You know, the surface is definitely tough on the body, mm-hmm. but you know, it's just, you know, I just love the game. So you know, it was an opportunity for me to play, and the good thing is I could sub in and out, so I could kind of manage myself a lot more in that environment.
Former MLS MVP award winner in 2011. That, of course, when he moved on to Houston. You've seen the growth of the game with Toronto, but you won a championship in Houston. You've seen the growth of the league be so prodigious. We've talked to, people have talked about the Beckham team in Miami, but when you first played MLS soccer, tell our listeners in 2001 how much you've seen the league grow and develop into a lot more of a world-class league. This isn't B-level, and I wouldn't even insult that. That's way too dramatic an insult, but this has gotten tons better level of quality, both when you go to the games and on TV, than it was 17 years ago, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The experience, I think, most importantly. I think when we first started, we were playing out of you know, rented stadiums. So now you're seeing more soccer-specific stadiums, which is fantastic. And not only stadiums, but training facilities. So the whole environment and infrastructure of the game has definitely evolved in the right direction. You see here at Toronto FC, we now have academy in place where young kids could hone their skills and play for TFC Academy and make it their way up through the ranks, which they never had. When we first started the MLS, it was just, you know, the pro teams, and a lot of kids were selected through college system. And of course you had your big names coming from Europe, but now you're starting to see younger names coming in. You're starting to see the development pool starting to be more refined through the academy system that they have implemented in place. And, you know, like I said, the soccer specific stadiums is a huge plus for the development of the sport.
Yeah, the TFC Academy, and then you have TFC 2, who plays in the USL League 1. So a lot of infrastructure being built here with Toronto FC, and one of the most popular teams over the last couple of years, really, and success will do that to you. But a lot of people invested in some of these players that have been on the team for a while. Michael Bradley, Victor Vasquez before he left, Josie Altidore, and Sebastian Giovenco, a big part of that rise. But now, no Seba, he's gone. What does this mean for the team? And do you have any insight on how difficult this whole process has been for him until the point that he decided to go and play in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I mean, well, let's not overlook some of our local talent like Jonathan Osorio.
Absolutely.
You know, which opportunity with Sebastian instead of leaving, give credit where credit's due. What he's produced here in Toronto was remarkable. And we're always going to be grateful for him for helping our city win its first championship in a very long time. So, you know, but now it creates an opportunity for a young up and coming Jonathan Osorio to really, you know, to really take that ownership of that team and to really step up to that spotlight. But, you know, it's not easy to replace 18, 20 plus goals seasons year after year. So there's definitely going to be a huge gap there. You know, and the thing with Seba, a lot of the goals he scored, he created through his own creativity, you know, and it's hard to really replicate that or replace that. It's going to take some time. We just signed a new player. from Genk. So, you know, another year, a player that has experience in Europe. So hopefully he could come with that pedigree, but it will take some time. And, you know, we have to trust in the process. Obviously last year was a challenging year for all of us as an ambassador, as fans, as players. So hopefully we could put that behind us and learn that, you know, nothing's given, you know, the more championships you win, the more teams want to beat you and prove that they're better than you. So it'll be a challenging year again.
Dwayne De Rosario, our guest, going into the Ontario Sports Hall of Fame. TFC opens at home Sunday night, 7:30 against the New England Revolution. One more game end of the month, hopefully with warmer weather, though it'll be warmer Sunday night than it is now. New York City FC here Friday, March 29th, an 8 o'clock start for that one. You probably were quite sure that you'd never play for TFC again when you went to the Red Bulls. I mentioned you won the MVP with DC United. And most fans were like, can't say I blame you. It was a really rough ride for a few years here for Toronto soccer fans. And Tim Leiwicki coming in, Michael Bradley coming in, Greg Vanney getting named coach turned a lot of this around. You must have been shocked that you found yourself back with Toronto FC after being gone for a few years. What led to it? What led to being able to be back?
You know, having Tim Leiwicki, you know, he was really the one that brought me. He called me personally and told me the direction that the club is going. It's obviously a gentleman that I know very well from my days in San Jose, another playing in the league and working with Anschutz Group. So, you know, when he called me and he told me the direction the club's going and they really wanted me back in Toronto. I never wanted to leave in the first place, but obviously the situation is what it is. It kind of, you know, I couldn't play in my hometown and deal with the current status at the time. So I had to make a tough decision, and so did the team. And so it was the opportunity to come back and again, like I said, to create some unfinished business. And unfortunately, in hindsight, we weren't able to do it the year I came back, but the year after, you know, obviously we won a championship, and you know, still being a part of that as ambassador was still a dream come true for me. And you know, obviously I wanted to be a player, but you know, to still be a part of that success was huge. So I'm happy the way everything kind of worked itself out.
Yeah, my kids' team met you last year at a game. They're the Ajax 2008 boys, and you were fantastic with them. So we're so glad that you're in Toronto in this role. And I know a lot of soccer parents feel that way about the lessons you give some of the kids and the speeches you give and the time you spend with them. Thank you for doing that, and congratulations on this award for you.
Thank you so much. I mean, to be recognized as, you know, the first soccer player on Ontario Sports Hall of Fame, I think, you know, it's obviously humbling, and I'm very grateful for the nomination process and the selection process to be considered with such great ambassadors for their respective sports, and to continuously to help this sport grow in this country with 2026 on the rise, and to do what I can to help not only TFC but Canadian soccer grow, especially at the youth level. That's where it starts from. You know, it's gonna take everyone, including ex-players, that knows what it takes to play in tough environments and know all the difficulties and challenges it takes to help this sport grow. And I'm very grateful to be selected with this honor.